podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
And now, because we forgot to do it on the show, here are the results of the Monday Night Tan Fight Listener Rematch.
Ladies and gentlemen, and TanCast listeners across the globe, let's prepare to rematch! No copyright infringement.
If you recall, it was the machinist versus the pianist fighting over a sandwich. And the results are in. The pianist received 6% of the vote. The machinist received 12% of the vote. And a surprise upset, the sandwich wins with 80% of the vote. Don't forget to vote this week. You'll find the poll conveniently linked in the show notes for the fight you'll hear later on in this episode, if you can stomach listening that long. And now, on with the show.
Hi, this is Lindsay, TanCast number one Harry Potter fan from California, and you're listening to the TanCast podcast.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together. Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House. By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways. Andy to Atlanta, Noah to San Francisco, and Tim to Los Angeles. Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies, TV, tech, politics, food, Disney, comics, Star Trek, Apple, or sometimes stories of the good old days. These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content. This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound,
how can the same thing happen to the same guy twice?
That means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If none of this has scared you off, then you are prepared to listen to the TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast!
Motherfuckers.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, and I'm pretty sure all the noises I was just making out of my head hole are not going to make it into the episode.
Yep.
I'm in the ne'er-do-well in TanCast. I'm pretty sure I said that before, but I'm doing it again.
Ne'er-do-well.
Ne'er-do-well. Did I say it wrong?
Yeah, you said ne'er thee well.
Ne'er thee well.
Ne'er do.
Ne'er do.
Never do well.
Well.
There you go. You're doing it.
I am doing it. All over your mama's face. My penis sounds like it's leaking when I come.
Oh, I thought your penis sounds like it was frying bacon.
That too. It depends on the day. Sometimes it's like, I'm like, this is your brain on drugs.
Did you guys see the Daily Show with Jon Stewart where he was doing his... presumably one of the last Glenn Beck bits.
How can the same thing happen to the same guy twice?
Ugh, gold.
Yep. There was a part, though, where he had the Lord said, blah, 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 I will be a beacon to the nations.
Mm-hmm.
Some, I think it was a quote from Isaiah or something like that. Every time I looked at that chalkboard, I thought it was saying, I will be bacon to the nations. I was like, that is a God I would follow. Wife goes, yeah, it'd be great because there'd be no Jews.
Oh,
or,
she was trying to one-up me. She's not really an anti-Semite.
Also, the other people.
The Muslims?
Yes,
I almost said the Mormons.
They love bacon.
I know they like bacon. I've seen Mormons eat bacon.
They are bacon-eating fools.
It is, in fact, one of the things that Mormons and I have in common. That, and we both believe that we can ascend to godhood. We just disagree on how.
Bacon! Bacon, 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 bacon.
No, are you begging for bacon strips?
I am.
Bacon, 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 bacon. I smell bacon.
Have either of you eaten one of those?
No. I have not.
I wonder...
What does that say? I can't read!
How can the same thing happen to the same guy twice?
I wonder if they taste like bacon.
Well, you can find out. You have a dog, you've got an excuse.
No.
I wonder if there's ever just been, like, you know, a sad dude who really needs to go grocery shopping. He's got eggs. Well, I guess I'll have eggs and bacon strips this morning.
Probably that same guy who was paying for $8.25 of gas with change.
Hmm. Yep, those are the types of guys that go to the discount hookers. The dollar cunt store.
What?
What?
Hmm. Should we do tan laughs?
Well, I think so, because nothing we're saying is funny.
We should do some tan laughs. The daily grind can take its toll. It saps your strength and sucks your soul before you fall in that black hole. Let's make some jokes about smoking coal. Tan Laughs is here to save us with jokes about your anus. And you can send your own joke if you please. may notice this theme, this week's Tan Laugh theme is to the tune of the theme song from MASH, because I'm obsessed with that song for no good reason.
I had totally noticed that.
And his wife does not want him to sing it around her anymore.
Not at all. Yeah, it's amazing how when you're very close to delivering a child, you don't want to hear a song about suicide.
But I've heard it's painless.
Wouldn't it be crazy and dark if as soon as the baby came out, you killed yourself, Tim?
Yeah, that would be both those things, Noah. Way to go.
You're the one singing the song.
Noah, you feeling okay?
It's just a song. I sing Friday, too. Doesn't mean I'm going to start writing crappy lyrics.
You already do.
The
Your life is a crappy lyric. Boom.
Penis.
That hurts, Tim. That hurts me deep. I'll go first. I don't think we've said this one before.
Look at you.
This is from Reddit. I've heard it before, but I don't think I've done it here before, but you will tell me if we have. After getting all the Pope Benedict's luggage loaded into the limo, and he doesn't travel light, the driver notices the Pope is still standing on the curb. "Excuse me, Your Holiness," says the driver.
Yes, we have.
See? What?
Yes, we have.
Okay.
The Pope gets pulled over for speeding.
Yes, and I don't know who he is, but his chauffeur is the Pope.
In fact, I think it was you who told the joke.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Sweet.
You suck at this game.
We've been doing this for a million years. I can't keep track.
We have.
We haven't even been doing this for 3 years yet.
There's only 20 jokes in existence. They're all just variations. Somebody fucked something. Somebody hurt themselves. Somebody misunderstood the situation. Somebody jumped off a building.
All right. I got another joke.
Good.
This one's sitting from Todd. It's a short one. Chuck Norris once fucked in a semi-truck. A drop of his cum got in his seat. That truck is now Optimus Prime.
I was going to do that one. I hate you.
I think Chuck Norris is severely overhyped. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Yeah,
the jokes
bit.
Are just him in general.
Him in general.
I think that's what's kind of funny. It's like kind of ironic. Like, you know, he really isn't that awesome.
He's not even close to that awesome. When was the last time Chuck Norris was in anything you wanted to watch?
When was the last time he made a movie?
Exactly.
Well, I guess, I mean, the last thing he did was like Walker, Texas Ranger, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he solves everything with a roundhouse kick.
When
Anybody
was that?
Ever watch Walker, Texas Ranger?
No.
No.
What happened to the black guy?
The black guy?
Yeah, didn't he have like a black sidekick?
Chuck Norris and his pet Negro.
Oh, Andy, inappropriate.
He keeps him on a leash.
I'm sorry, should I have said Chuck Norris and his pet Jigaboo?
No.
Okay.
How long did they go for? Oh, 2001 ended.
Yes. Where's the Negro? Hello, Negro, where are you?
Anyways, someone else can do a tan laugh now.
I'll do another Todd tan laugh. And you can just...
Oh, it's a double Todd tan laugh.
You can suck it down.
Okay.
And this is called 25 Signs That You've Grown Up, and I'm doing it as a little theme for myself. Because I'm all grown up, and I'm all grown up, and I'm all grown up.
Oh, that's right. Somebody's having a birthday. Or had a birthday.
Somebody had a birthday.
It's all done.
Yep, it's
someone
all done.
Someone is old.
Now
so
I'm as old as
old.
You two old wrinkly bastards.
So freaking old, so freaking old, so freaking old.
I'm officially in my mid-30s, which means that my balls now reach my knees.
Lovely.
Someday I'll step on them, and then I'll know I'm bound for the grave.
Ouch.
Now, one thing that's kind of funny about this 25 ways, there is no number 2. The list just jumps from 1 to 3. So apparently, one of the 25 signs is you forget the number 2. So number 1, your houseplants are alive and you can't smoke any of them. Number 3, you keep more food than beer in the fridge. I'm going to stop doing the numbers. 6 a.m. is when you get up, not when you go to bed. You hear your favorite song in an elevator. You watch the Weather Channel. See, now I call bullshit on that one. Nobody watches the Weather Channel anymore, but I do have several quick links to weather applications on my iPhone.
Queer.
Your friends marry and divorce instead of hook up and break up. You go from 130 days of vacation time to 14. 14, fuck. I would love 14 days of vacation again. Jeans and sweater no longer qualify as dressed up. You're the one calling the police because those kids next door won't turn down the stereo. Older relatives feel comfortable telling sex jokes around you. Actually, that happened to me quite some time ago. I think I was like 21. I think I was in my early 20s and my granny started feeling comfortable telling sex jokes around me.
For a second, I thought you were going to say your granny started filling you up.
No. Creepy boy. So, story
Everyone's
you want to tell?
Grandma doesn't do that?
Okay, no. I call bullshit on the next one. You don't know what time Taco Bell closes anymore. Your car insurance goes down and your car payments go up. Well, my car insurance didn't really go down much. So I think Geico are fuckers. You feed your dog science diet instead of McDonald's leftovers. Well, I feed my cat science diet, but true enough.
You should get a dog. They're awesome.
Yeah, no. I got a baby. That's enough. That is needy enough. Sleeping on the couch makes your back hurt. You take naps from noon to 6 p.m. No, I don't. Dinner and a movie is the whole date instead of being the beginning of one. This is true. Because then, if you do more than that, you gotta pay extra for the sitter. Sitters get expensive, yo. Eating a basket of chicken wings at 3 a.m. would severely upset rather than settle your stomach. You go to the drugstore for ibuprofen and add acid. A $4 bottle of wine is no longer pretty good stuff. You actually eat breakfast food at breakfast time. I just can't drink the way I used to replaces I'm never going to drink that much again. Mm-hmm. Right after you drank this much tequila. 90% of the time you spend in front of a computer is for real work. You drink at home to save money before going to a bar. We did that in our 20s.
But you drank at home to save money and then went to a bar.
Well, this says you drink home to save money before going to a bar. So,
Does it?
Yeah, I think in your 30s you drink at home to save money instead of going to a bar.
Could be.
Number 25 is you sat through this entire list looking desperately for one sign that doesn't apply to you and can't find one to save your sorry old butt. Well, haha, joke's on you list. I found several. Not a majority.
Yeah, I found many. Sweater and jeans is still dressed up for me.
Up until I started my new job, sweater and jeans was pretty good. Of course, that may just be a sign that you're in the industry.
You're in.
Or unemployed.
I'm in the industry. It is all so right. Lovely.
I'll do round out tan laughs with a joke from Tom, who says it is only Thomas if he's in trouble. So he's not in trouble, so we're just going to call him Tom.
Well, I don't know. Let's listen to the joke first.
A visitor to a mental institution asked the director how he decided which patients should be kept in. The director said, well, I fill up a bath, then offer the patient a teaspoon, a teacup, or a bucket, and I'll ask him to empty the bathtub. The visitor said, oh, I see. A normal person would choose the bucket because it's biggest. The director said, no, a normal person would pull the fucking plug out. Would you like a bed near the window?
Very good, Tom.
That is good, sir. Very good. Nah.
Nailed it.
Indeed. You nailed it like an unhappy chick at last call.
Okay.
What?
What?
I don't get your references sometimes, sir.
She's super sad and, like, lonely, and it's last call, which means nobody else has picked her up before then.
Maybe some bitches just go to drink.
Maybe.
We'll get my drink on.
Women are crazy.
Okay, here's what I don't understand. I buy something from Amazon. A specific item. Then Amazon will send me an email saying, look, this item you just bought, they're here, our deals and high-rated ones. I'm like, I just got it. Why the fuck do I care about that now?
Because Amazon loves returns. Amazon is built on the concept of buyer's remorse. It's a very, very complex theory, but...
and it does that a lot. It's like, I know you do it when I browse shit, but when I buy it, shouldn't your algorithm take that into effect and go, oh, you know what? He already bought this item.
Or Amazon something like should it. Change all their pages to say, you have bought the best one of those ever. Be proud, keep it forever. In fact, buy one for your auntie.
Well, looks like Grammar Girl is going to check out Doctor Who. She just tweeted about it.
Good to know. Will Ferrell is more funny than her, by the way.
Okay.
And more attractive.
You're a piece of shit.
No, sir. No, he is not.
I know. We were just having a discussion. We went to Double D's on Friday, and there was a girl there I thought was attractive. I think it's much more attractive than Grammar Girl. Tim did not agree.
Not even close.
Well, you know what I think
said,
you should
he
do,
he did say she had a better body, but Grammar Girl has a better face. I do not agree.
This girl had a face that looked like what Michael Jackson's face ended up with after all the plastic surgery.
Oof. She did not. She had a very cute
face.
Yes,
she did. Well, I mean, Michael Jackson was going for being a cute girl, but still, no.
Yep. No, there's only one way for you to be sure. You're going to have to fuck her.
No.
Go back to Double D's and wait. She'll come back. No. They always do.
Ribeye steak sandwich, still delicious, in case you're wondering. Some people are still working there, which I think makes Tim a little sad.
I wasn't still wondering.
Thought about calling you, but I didn't.
Thank you. Hey, Andy, happy birthday. Guess what we're doing? Something you used to love, haha.
It wasn't your birthday yet.
We did not make you move, sir.
What was that? I got you both at once. Now I'm getting neither of you.
What? Is he talking to us?
Yes!
Well, stop talking so quietly, asshole.
Sound like you're talking to someone else.
Okay, how about now? Better?
Yeah, better.
Yes.
Yeah. Mic was a little too far away from my mouth.
Yeah, and then you could be joining in on that Double D's action if you stayed here. Living up, Double D style. You wouldn't have as big a house, but whatever.
Fuck it, I'm coming back. I need me some ribeye steak sandwiches.
We'll freeze dry one and mail it to you.
We'll buy one for you and we'll ship it.
Excellent.
It'll be delicious.
You make me so happy.
I think they changed the mashed potatoes, though.
Wait. Can you guys ship me some of the titties, too?
There wasn't really a lot.
Place is going downhill.
Although, Tim said it was good for a sec, because I actually ended up leaving my credit card there. And Tim, because he's a good guy, went and picked up for me.
Aw.
Yep, got it right here. So anybody, if you want to buy some stuff on Noah's MasterCard, the number is 372-148. Are you writing this down?
Yeah.
I hope not, because these are all nonsensical numbers.
But since then, there was a lot of attractive ladies on Saturday night.
There were. I got Rockstar parking, too.
Oh, lovely. Look at you.
I was like, well, that sucks. I'm only here for a little bit.
Oh. So did you just go in and say, I'm here to pick up Norm's credit card? And they're just like, here you go.
I said my friend was here. My friend and I were here last night, and he left his credit card, and I'm here to pick it up. And the manager that came and talked to us that, for some reason, always thinks you worked at the radio station, too, and that we still work there.
He still thought it last night? Or
No.
Oh, okay.
But he just remembered me from last night, and so he grabbed the card.
Okay. Yeah, he was just like, when he first came up and talking to us, he was like, oh, yeah, you guys still work at the radio station? Well, first, he didn't get the radio station right. Hey, I was like, I never worked for a radio station. I just hung out with this guy.
And, like, you said it twice, but he still insisted that he's like, so you guys were just like the street team? Like, no, just him.
Yeah, see, it's whenever we go out with Tim, it's we're Tim and Tim's bitches.
I like when that one comedian said, it was like Little Tim and Big Tim.
Oh, yeah. Howard Cooperstein.
Yep.
Just saw him recently.
That's funny.
He's dropped a lot of weight.
Anyways. So yeah, that guy, he was interesting. Like, he's just so happy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, it's just so wonderful. Like whenever someone's so positive, like, you wonder, like, are you putting me on, sir?
He works with all those titties every day, Noah.
Oh, so that's why he's so happy?
Exactly.
He's like,
wouldn't you be?
He's still there, Tim. I thought that was a bad thing.
But he's in kind of a leadership role. That's like, if you're still a busboy and, you know, like, we've come back and you're like, oh, fuck, you're still a busboy. That's no good. If you're in, like, a management role, I think that's fine.
Even if you're in that same management role forever?
Why not?
It probably means you're really, really good at it.
Well, right. But
plus,
I imagine management at a restaurant does not make a lot.
Titties?
What?
That's not necessarily true. Especially, I mean, that restaurant's always open on Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, plus.
Maybe. I don't know.
Titties.
And he's got a point. Laren and Rachel were not there, by the way.
No. I did get some delicious gelato, though.
Mm-mm.
After Noah was done creeping out the kids.
I just creeped them out.
Jumped into the table. Yeah, hey kids, how's it going?
There was a table next to us that one guy was kind of sitting close to, but the table was open, so I sat down because we needed a place
to sit. Look out, it's Captain Creepy, everybody.
Hey. There's nothing odd about that.
Hey.
Kids were all frightened and started talking quieter, like, oh, God.
They didn't know that such thing.
It's come, the creeping blackness.
The creeping blackness.
Don't look directly through its ears. That's how it gets your soul.
It was good times.
All right. Sounds like good times, you rat fucks.
Whenever you're in the area, we'll take you there.
Never in the area.
My treat.
It's a long-ass trip.
My treat.
You come out here sometimes.
I do, but I don't have any more fathers to lose, so...
There's a ribeye steak sandwich with your name on it.
All right, well, somebody resurrect my father and then kill him again, and I'll come back for the re-funeral.
We can do that.
Why wouldn't we just resurrect your father and then you'd come out for that?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess that would be okay. Probably.
That seems much better.
Fuck, I don't care who you resurrect. I might come out for that. Resurrected Bob from accounting. Well, I'll come say hi.
I don't know this guy, but shit, you're resurrecting,
we're resurrecting
somebody,
Hitler.
I'd
still see that. That's some crazy ass shit.
How the fuck did you do that?
I know, Jews, blah, blah, blah. But seriously, what's it like?
Did you know that...
yes, because
well,
I know
this
everything.
This is semi-related to what we're talking about, but... Jonah Hex did not have the ability to bring people back to life in the comic book.
I didn't realize he had the ability to bring people back to life in the movie, but I guess I will shortly because it's on our TiVo.
Yeah, I mean, it was something I showed in the preview, so it's not really a spoiler.
I figured that it would not be like, you wait until the very end and all of a sudden it's like, hey, guess what? Boom, you're back.
It's only temporarily, though. Like, as long as he's holding them.
Ah.
I missed the beginning. What was this now?
Jonah Hex.
Ah, never mind. I'll continue missing it.
Someone was about to take out his brand new boat.
Is it you? And is brand new boat a synonym for your penis?
No. It's a guy across the street. And the
is it a synonym for his penis?
It's a freaking big boat compared to his other boat.
Euphemism. Whatever.
That's a big boat.
Fuck. I got like 4 hours of sleep the day before my birthday. I spent like the entire first half of my birthday wandering around. Honestly, it felt like I was drunk. Like I was so impaired and so dizzy. No, but not like, you know, any of the good bits of drunk, but like that like shaky, everything's wrong sort of feeling. Like if you get really, really drunk, like alcohol poisoning bad.
I've never been that far, but I've been that tired.
Yeah, like just everything's wrong. Like it seems like you're on a boat and you don't have your sea legs. Like the world keeps shifting underneath you.
Were you up partying? Yeah?
No.
Oh.
No, just got shit for sleep the night before.
That's like, not as exciting.
The weather's changing rapidly. We went from one day that was like high in the 80s to another day with a high in the 50s. Old.
The weather's changing. I can't sleep.
Yeah, when it goes from like freezing ass cold to hot the next day and then back to freezing ass cold and back to hot.
Can't sleep.
It'll kind of fuck with you because it gets humid here when it gets hot.
Oh, sleep.
It made my rickets act up.
Rickets?
I don't know. That's something old people get.
No, it's something sailors get.
Old sailors. Old people get it. Rickets. I got the gout.
Yeah, that's what old people get.
All right. My gout was acting up.
Osteoporosis.
I put on my Crocs. It felt better.
It was just stress and, like, heat and just generally feeling uncomfortable. So I actually went over to the guest room because I didn't want to keep tossing and turning and waking my wife up. And while I was in the guest room, I started to fall asleep. And then some asshole on a motorcycle went tearing up the hill in front of my house at, like, 5 a.m. So that woke me up. And then, like, right around 6 o'clock, something else really loud happened. And then it was, like, every single hour, a cat jumps on my head. A cat tries to eat the headphones for my iPod that I'd been listening to, trying to get my brain to relax. So it was, like, from the point that I woke up until the point where my son woke up and it's time to start the day. There's no sleeping in when you got a kid. That whole period was just every time I would start to doze off, something would wake me up. And it was making me more and more frustrated, which was making me less and less sleepy. In fact, I think I'm still recovering from it, because I can tell I'm babbling. Quick, someone else talk!
So, Andy's annoying.
Yeah.
Comedy.
Fuck, dude, I gotta live with that dude all the time. 24-7.
Aw, that must suck.
It does. Trying to find ways out, but they don't make enough alcohol.
Yeah, they do.
Well, they probably do. Is it a bad sign, of, you know, like, just for, like, your self-esteem and ego, if you really gotta get drunk before you can masturbate?
Probably.
Let's just say hypothetically.
All by myself.
And I can't stand it anymore.
So here's this a little croc tip for you this week.
Yeah, go ahead. Shit on the birthday boy.
It's not your birthday anymore.
Dude, I'll just lean back and open my mouth. Come on, bring it.
All right, for one day, you don't wear Crocs.
All right.
And that day was yesterday, but today, crocking it croc with Crocs.
Man, when I was younger, I used to, if it was like the week before and the week after my birthday, like 7 days coming up, 7 days going after, it was like, it was like the birthday season. I just celebrated all the time. And this year, it was like, oh, fuck, is my birthday in 2 days?
That's a sign you're growing up.
Yeah.
You're growing up. Your birthday lasts like 2 hours, maybe.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, your dinner. All right, we're done. Yeah. Go clean up.
Yeah. Tim, was it you that I am with that?
You. It was.
Yeah.
Apparently it was very memorable.
I was chatting about something else, and all of a sudden I realized, holy fuck, it's my birthday in 2 days.
What happened to the croc tip?
Oh, I was going to leave him alone.
You can do it.
This sucks.
Better than listening to me talk some more.
This whole episode is an abortion.
It is.
I'm not even going to put a link to this on crack.com. I don't want people listening to this.
No.
I'm put a link to some other podcast. You ever heard of Smodcast? It's funny. Check it out.
Yep, you should.
Are you
even though we could
Tim?
Totally hold those guys down and fuck them.
Are you going to leave the show?
I'm leaving the show.
Going out to greener pastures.
Oh, shit! I need to mention that this week because I keep forgetting to. Probably next week, but we'll see. There will be no Tancast because the wife is about ready to have this baby. So I'm pretty sure these two guys are not going to get... They might get together and record, but no one's going to edit it. So,
as Doug Benson might say, she's about ready to plop.
This baby's about to plop.
Yeah, I don't think I'd... I mean, well, I probably should at some point watch what you do. Like, I'm sure it's not incredibly hard, but, you know, I'm sure you've done enough.
Dear
that you
God,
got, like,
I can only
tricks.
Imagine how dull that would be to watch me editing an episode.
But you probably got tips and tricks, shortcuts.
Woo, tips.
No tips and tricks?
Nope.
You just line up, edit out the silence?
That's pretty much it. Go through, minute by minute, edit out the silence.
Oh, man, how do you do it every week, sir?
Willpower.
Do you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Okay. You can tell the truth.
No, I hate it. I hate you people.
It's a bane of my existence.
I wish I'd never started this podcast. I wish we'd never met. I wish you would die.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Speaking of which, I don't know if anybody else who's listening caught this, but Tim put the theme for Brokeback Mountain underneath Noah's Victory in the March Madness, and that made me laugh my ass off.
Yeah, Andy had messaged me about it. I was like, yeah, I forgot about it when I did, like, it was, because it was fairly early on in the episode, and so I'd forgotten about it by the time I was done editing, and then I don't listen to it. I wait a couple days, and then I listen back to it, just because, like, I've just edited it, so.
Yeah.
I don't like to listen to it right away, so then a couple days later, I listen to it, I was like, I forgot I did that. That was funny.
Speaking of funny stuff, everyone should follow Will Ferrell on Twitter. He's a funny guy.
What the fuck, dude? Get got, off of Will Ferrell's nuts.
He's
Jesus
got good, he's
Christ.
Got good tweets, sir.
What the fuck? Is he tonguing your butt right now? How the fuck are you this into Will Ferrell? Jesus H. Mary and Joseph Christ.
He had one that was like, if you want to say you're going to take a shit in a nice way, you could say, yo, I'm about to disrespect this toilet.
All right, that's funny.
And then he had another one that says, I want to have three kids and name Control, Alt, Delete, so when they fuck up, I can hit them all at the same time.
No, actually sent me a screenshot of that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I did. I forgot. That's what caught me. I was like, that's funny shit.
Oh, Noah.
Should we get to our Monday Night Tan fight this week?
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves for Monday Night Tan Fight!
Monday Night Tan Fight!
Tim's been doing that a lot.
Yes, I do a horrible Adam West.
You do a horrible Ralph Garman doing Adam West impression.
But this voice is fun to do.
Just stop.
No. If you can babble on about your kid for 4 hours, then I can do this.
My kid is awesome. This not.
Fuck that.
And there he goes with his boat. His big ass boat.
Oh, this show is a fucking train wreck.
No, it was like Randy Newman, just talking about things he sees.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This will not be one of the ones that's fun to edit. There's some more shit. There's more shit.
You know what's going to be awesome about this episode, Tim?
What's that?
This could be the one that we go out on.
Yeah, this is the one that's like just sitting there is our most recent episode for like a couple weeks. You're like, fuck Tancast. No wonder no one listens.
No, this could be it, period. I mean, you know, once you got the kid, who knows if you're going to be allowed back?
We'll see.
We know Noah's just like, you know, one half step from jumping ship all the time.
Yeah,
Noah hates us.
I'm done. Yeah. Screw you guys. I'm going to start my own podcast.
Remember he tried to quit like a year ago?
Dig class.
On April 1st?
Yes, yes. Andy, I get your stupid joke. Stop it! Jesus Christ, you won't let it die!
That's what I was looking for.
Tim, this joke is stupid.
Hey, Tim.
I'm not done with it. Tim.
I'm
trying to tell you this dumb joke. I won't let it die.
Speaking of which.
I fight fire with fire, fatty.
You know what I do? I fight fire by eating.
You fight fire by talking. I'm going to talk this fire out.
I'm going to bore this fire to death.
I'm like Hannibal Lecter. I can just talk people into committing suicide. I talk
we
and they kill
the
themselves.
All the things that fire needs in order to survive. It needs heat, fuel, and lack of Andy talking.
No, it needs oxygen, and I use that all up. Yeah, okay. You never want to be stuck in a bunker with me.
No, you don't. So, this Monday night TAM fight, I decided to go with an actor versus themselves, but, you know, versus a character they've played in two different movies. So I picked Bruce Willis, and I think I know how this is going to go, but we don't know, as John McClane versus Bruce Willis as Frank Moses, which is his character from the movie Red.
Hot Willis on Willis action.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Now, is his character from the movie Red, is it him in the movie Red or his character earlier in that character's history? So is it like retired Red
him
or
in the movie Red versus him from Die Hard 4?
Oh shit. So it's kind of apples and apples.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was like, you know, Nakatomi Tower John McClane versus
I figure you might be good to even out. Plus, you know, since we know so much more about John McClane than we do Frank Moses, like we've seen him in a lot more action.
Interesting.
Well,
and the album art is still young John McClane versus old Frank Moses, and that's how it's gonna fucking stay.
Excellent.
And I would say they're fighting in how do you say the tower again, Tim?
Nakatomi.
Oh, Nakatomi Tower?
Yeah, they're fighting Nakatomi Tower.
The one that's already been blown up like years and years ago?
But it's a world where they both can meet.
What?
In this world where these two characters meet, the tower's there.
All right, just seems like an odd play. Why would he go back to that tower?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
No.
Your plots for these tan fights leave something to be desired, sir.
It doesn't have to have, like, a logical backstory.
Sure it does.
No.
Sure it does.
They rebuilt it.
When Samus and Lara Croft fought, there was fucking backstory.
They rebuilt the tower.
Well, they didn't actually, like, blow up, like, crumble to the ground or anything.
They really liked the tower, so they rebuilt it.
Yes, but why is John McClane there?
He had some business.
What business does he have there? He's a cop in New York.
There's a bank. Inside. Now. He had to go make a deposit.
And he had to make a deposit at that bank all the way across the country.
He was there for business.
What business does a New York cop have in L.A.?
Private security.
Couldn't you at least say maybe he's trying to patch things up with his wife back in L.A.?
Nah, screw her.
Yes, that's what the screenwriters apparently say.
You got any other asinine questions?
Yes, why do you suck? Why do you suck at 10 fights?
Really?
Yes. So, why is Frank there?
Frank is there because... You know what? Here's better. Bruce Willis is trying to patch up thing with the wife. Frank Moses is fucking his wife.
Aww.
There you go, Tim. Now the wife is
dead. I don't like that at all. How could she tell the difference?
You pushed me.
They look exactly the same.
That's what she liked. Frank Moses is a little bit more sweet, but looks the same as John McClane.
What happened to the character he was getting with in Red?
He got tired of her.
What the fuck?
This is before Red. Right before.
This sucks.
Right before Red. He never met that girl.
I was thinking there was going to be some sort of like government thing where the dude from Red was obviously...
I didn't put a lot of thought into the backstory, sir.
Clearly. This is very clear. Sort of like in the movie Red, where it looks like Bruce Willis is sort of anti-the-government. In the movie Red, it looks like Bruce Willis is anti-the-government, but in Die Hard, fucking Bruce Willis is trying to keep, especially Die Hard 4, he's trying to keep the government humming, and so the two of them, not knowing each other's back motives, they clash. I don't know why the fuck they're in Nakatomi Tower in L.A., but whatever.
You know what? Screw you.
So are they meeting face-to-face, or are they, like, are they just, you know, standing toe-to-toe together, or is, like... Bruce Willis doing his diehard shit where he's sneaking around and did I say Bruce Willis? Is John McClane doing his diehard shit where he's sneaking out from the shadows, attacking, and then going back in the shadows?
They start from, like, across the lobby. They each have...
So they can see each other.
A gun with a couple clips.
So if one of them can make it to air ducts, then it can go 3D.
What? 3D?
Yeah, multi-dimensional. Like, you're not just stuck in the lobby. If somebody
no,
can make
you
it to
aren't stuck
air
in the lobby. So, yes, if one of them wanted to, you know, run away... And do some strategizing. That is an option. But okay. All the elevators are working and whatnot. And you know what? There's people around. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
I see. There's people. So there's people in the lobby in between them, so they can't just start blasting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, I'm sure they'll clear out after shit starts going down.
Fair enough. Yeah, because usually people run away from the sound of gunfire.
Usually.
Well, he did set it in L.A., though, so people just be like,
people be whipping out their cameras.
Oh, are you shooting something? He kind of looks like Bruce Willis. By the way, I knew you were dead the whole time.
That's an Ocean's 12 reference.
Huh?
Isn't that Ocean's 12?
Have you ever seen the movie
Sixth
Ocean's 12?
Oh, gotcha. Because, yeah, he did. Yep, got it.
Andy?
Yeah, when they're doing their whole meta commentary thing.
Wait, whoa. Or,
what?
Wait, what?
Just admit you don't fucking know so I can explain it. Jesus Christ. So.
Sleepy.
In the movie Ocean's 12, Bruce Willis plays Bruce Willis, and people keep coming up to him and over again explaining that they knew that his character was dead in a certain movie that I don't want to give away in case our parents didn't... Parents. Listeners didn't see. You guys are like our parents.
Really? Really? You're going to protect him from that spoiler? That thing has been spoiled the shit out of.
Yes, I am. What do you think about that?
Just talk about...
Yeah, I'll never get edited out.
I'll post it on the blog.
Sure you will.
Yeah, I will. I'll take the time.
And then... So are you saying, Andy, that was meta-commentary because there was, in fact, a twist going on that no one was seeing coming right then?
Well, the whole thing with Julia Roberts being mistaken for Julia Roberts.
No, there was still a twist yet to come at the end of that movie.
Oh, well, yes.
And I think that is what they were sort of lampshading right there.
Ah, you know, I never put that together.
Well, that's why you suck.
Mark the date and the time. Tim is more clever than I. Oh.
I wish I would have been sitting next to you in the movie so I could have fucking ruined it. There's another twist coming, Andy.
So bitter.
Who, me?
Everyone.
All right, so, John and Frank, sitting in the lobby. F-I-G-H-T-I-N-G.
You know what? I think they both died of old age while you guys were hammering out the details.
Really like
please
that.
Realize
that
who just said that.
That was a fucking good one, Andy.
Fuck me. Oh, I think I just had a taste of what it's like to listen to me from the outside. I mean, I know what it's like on the inside. It's all like reverberating and nonstop and shit. But
that was why I think they died of old age when you were figuring out the details. Hey, good times.
I just start opening tabs and browsing websites. I'm like, they'll be done soon.
That's what I do sometimes.
Then again, I really don't have, like, I don't have a dog in this fight because I haven't seen Red, so I've got no idea, like, if the dude in Red is, you know, stronger or smarter or just generally a better fighter or whatever, but better trained or more resistant to damage. I don't know if he's got web spinners, and I don't know if they're, like, technological or if they're, you know, organic.
I would say he's better trained, like, more smooth with his moves. Like, John McClane always seems, like, more rough and tumble.
Yeah, like, I was going to say, if it's hand-to-hand, I would have to give it, like, if it's just straight hand-to-hand fight, I have to give it to Frank Moses. Like, I don't know if you've seen that clip from the trailer where he's fighting Carl Urban.
Oh, yeah.
Where he flips the table up and then kicks through the glass table.
How can the same thing happen to the same guy twice?
Yes.
That's fucking badass.
Yeah.
My favorite suit was the one in the preview. Even though I saw in the preview, it still amazed me in the movie where he gets out of the car, it's spitting, and he shoots.
How can the same thing happen to the same guy twice?
I'm like, fucking, that was awesome.
It would be hard to make it look more fake, though. I mean, unless, like, the car was animated by the Roger Rabbit people.
Yeah, it didn't look incredibly real, but I was still impressed.
It's a cool idea.
I liked it.
But if McClane's able to get away and then there's strategy going on, I think McClane could take him down. So, basically, it's the difference between a sprint and a marathon. If it was a sprint, I think we give it to Moses. If it's a marathon, I give it to McClane.
But you don't think Moses has, you know, strategic training, you know, like...
I think he does, but he relied more on Morgan Freeman and John Malkovich, and even the chick for that, and Helen Mirren, even. Like, he needed, like, people to, like, McClane is often on his own, figuring shit out. Maybe he talks to the cop from Family Matters for a little while, but it's not like he really helps. Or, you know, maybe he talks to the guy from the I'm a Mac commercial.
Get some dudes
maybe he talks to Samuel L. Jackson, but really, he just throws in quips.
Isn't he rarely ever alone, John McClane? Like, he doesn't have someone, like, actually doing... He has some help. You know what I mean? Like, didn't the cop help him somewhat? Didn't Matt Guy help him? Samuel Jackson help him? I don't know if anyone helped him in the second one.
Yeah, the second one was mostly
the
people just...
The cop didn't really help
way.
Him in the first one.
He didn't do anything to help him?
Not really.
I mean, I thought he did, like, something. That...
Spoiler alert, he shot the bad guy at the end, but that was about it.
Yeah, see, there you go. Helped him.
Yeah, the very end.
Yeah.
Was he about to hurt John McClane?
He's about to hurt everybody.
Yeah, see?
He called in the alert, though, didn't he? Well, I mean, it took dropping a dead body on the hood of his car, but... Like, he's the one that actually got cops on site, didn't he?
Yes.
In the first one? Yeah.
Well, he was the cop that was supposed to be on site to check it out.
Yes. And then he looked around and it's like, hey, Eurotrash-looking guy, I totally believe that you're an American.
You know what? Americans hire Eurotrash to work our security, I'm sure.
That's true.
My apologies to the continent of Europe that we have just labeled Eurotrash.
I like fish and chips.
Great. There goes... There goes more of our listeners, our sad listening audience. Not that the listening audience is sad, but the amount of them is sad.
Yep.
They might be sad after listening to this faggoty episode. Oh, shit, I said faggoty. Didn't mean that.
Yeah, you did.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Losing Friends and Alienating People. We're your hosts, Tim, Andy, and Noah. We hate everybody, especially ourselves. But you know who we don't hate?
McClane.
We don't hate John McClane.
I'm going to say, since there's people in the lobby, McClane's going to, you know... He's going to have time to back away, start thinking about stuff.
I don't think he'd back away. I think he would scramble madly while ducking and cursing.
Yes, and, saying witty things. He's definitely got the banter down over Red Guy.
Yeah. Well, I can't say yep over Red Guy, but yes, he definitely has the banter down, just in general.
Although, I have to say, Die Hard, or Live Free or Die Hard, the banter wasn't, for most of it, the banter wasn't as good. Like, you know, oh, is a circus in town? That's not funny.
No.
I did like the stuff he was saying to the girl when he was fighting her, the Asian girl. Like I think he had
really?
Good,
what did he say to her?
Some good quips. Oh, no, you know, when he was talking to the guy about, he goes, what are you going to call up, Asian bitches and order some more or something? Like, I can't remember his line too.
I like what he said, oh, you little Asian bitch likes to kick people? Yeah. when the guy falls in that fan, towards the last level on that video game, where, no, I guess it wouldn't be the last level, but whatever, when he's fighting that guy, the guy keeps jumping around, he's like, damn hamster.
Yeah.
And then the guy falls into that rotating fan and like the blades spin, and he goes, oh no. It's like the way Bruce Willis says that cracks me up. Like, oh no.
So here's an interesting tan fight. John McClane versus Spider-Man in a snaps contest.
You haven't voted on this tan fight.
I told you, I've got no fucking idea who what the red guy's abilities are. You know, I'm going to go for John McClane just because I've seen him.
All right.
I've seen him survive. He apparently dies hard at least 4 times.
You could watch the movie, sir.
I could watch Red? Yes, it's in my Netflix queue. But we've had Social Network for 4, 5, 6 weeks, something like that, and have not watched that yet, so it'll
not
take
my fault you don't make priority time for things that are important.
Oh, you know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to bump up my Netflix to 2 DVDs.
Whoa, slow down, buddy. Can you afford that?
And then one of them will be the one that comes in because my wife wants to watch it, and the other one will be the disc of all the things that I actually want to watch, and I will just watch them whether or not she wants to at that time.
I like it.
Ooh, yes. Look at Mr. Baller.
I know, look at me. I'm the man making the
I'm
rules.
I'm getting 2 discs at once.
Oh, I may just have to hang those discs from my nipples. Well, I need a third disc.
Yeah, this was a sad little tan fight. I thought it would be better. Oh, well.
Yeah, you could at least have done, like, Han Solo versus Indiana Jones, or, oh, shit. Who, what
Are
was one I came
ass,
up with on the day? It was Deckard versus some other...
Who?
The Blade Runner.
Is it Han or Han?
Han.
Han?
Han.
I was listening to something, and someone corrected someone else saying it. I was like, "Who? How do you say it?
Yeah, I was listening to that. Was it Film Sack?
Yes, it was.
Sack.
I was just listening to that as well.
And I was trying to think about it in my head. I'm like, I think people just say it, interchange it so much that I don't know what is the correct way to say it.
I was because Spike just had the original trilogy on, and we were watching 1 and 4 and 5, and at one point Leia yells Han. Yeah, Han. That's how she says it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one ever calls him Han. Han. What's up, Han Solo?
His name is Hans Olo.
Well, that's kind of a teaser for what I'm going to do for the next tan fight, whenever it happens. Probably won't be next week, so I'm going to say it. So just whet people's appetite after the shitty episode. It was based on something I saw when they did Star Wars Weekends last year. They combined the Indiana Jones stunt show with Star Wars characters. Odd. And so Star Wars versus Boba Fett. Jesus, God. Indiana Jones versus... All of Star Wars versus... No. Indiana Jones versus Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
I'm not going to vote yet.
Really wasn't what was called for. I don't know why that shitty nigger just felt the need to just yell shit out.
On to the next one. What else you got?
Noah versus Common Sense.
Common Sense.
Noah. Noah kills Common Sense.
Every time. This show versus people's interest.
All right.
People's interest.
So everybody, go back and listen to several old episodes so that you can remember what the good old days were like. And we'll see you either
like
next
Smodcast,
week.
Oh shit, we're just surprised. We're just coasting on our past work.
Yeah, we'll see you either next week or not. But tune in to find out if Tim had a baby, if Andy's got a new job, if Noah's going to continue to just step on Common Sense.
I'm sure I'll give an update via Twitter or on the Facebook. So we've got a lot more people joining the Facebook fan page, but our Twitter set, the Tancast Twitter, like we have less than 100 followers on Tancast Twitter. We're just sad.
We need to be more interesting.
Facebook is immensely more popular.
That may be, but if I have Tim Babb just personally has, you know, over 400 followers, then Tancast can have more than 100.
Okay.
Well, I don't think that Tancast listeners are the people you need to tell. I think you need to go tell Tim Babb fans.
Just that's get on the problem. I don't tell Tim Babb fans.
Yeah, well, do it.
No.
Get on that.
Shan't.
Then what use are you?
None.
None.
Clearly.
I'll tell you what use I am. I'm good for bad Ralph Garman doing Adam West impressions.
Mm. Yes, you are.
You are one trick pony, sir.
One trick pony? Aw.
All right, I need to pack up my shit and get out of here.
All right,
do that up.
Let's close it down. We'll see you whenever we see you.
All right, I won't see my file till later, Tim.
Why do you suck at this?
Because I need to get stuff ready so we can get out.
Yes, that could have been told to Tim after we said goodbye.
No, it's good that everybody knows. That's why the episode is late, because Noah fucking sucks.
Yeah. I'll send it to you today, just later today.
Common Sense is just laying on the ground in a pool of its own blood, Noah standing over it.
Fuck you, Common Sense! Just taunting it.
Get up!
I raped your mother, Common Sense!
Pick up your teeth.
Pick up your teeth.
How do you like them apples? You can't taste them. You don't got any teeth.
All right. Peace, love, and Tancast.
Well, at least peace and love. Well, fuck it. Have a week.
That's a great sign-off. Well, fuck it. Tancast.
There's a thin line between Tancast and funny.
And a thin line between entertainment and war.
And what?
Entertainment and war.
Oh,
I thought you said whore.
Yeah, I thought so too.
It's a thin line between entertainment and Tim's mom.
I think whores are square in the entertainment category. Adult entertainment.
We're talking about adult, that's fun for the whole family.
Alright, before we diverge any further, good night!
I figured everything after fuck it was going to be just, like, after credits.
Fuck it!
Thanks for listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the Tancast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official Tancast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. Tancast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blog, and find links to the official Tancast Twitter page, the official Tancast Facebook page, and the official Tancast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to Tancast. You're doing it.
Tancast.
Uh-oh. Baby invasion.
No!
Oh, sad baby invasion.
Tim's got to look forward to that later on.
Tell Tim.
Years.
Tell Tim.
Maybe you can walk and talk.
Tell Tim. Hey, Tim.
Tell Tim.
That kid fucking loves you.
Who, me?
Yeah.
What's in
tummy? Well, why wouldn't he? I'm fucking awesome.
What's in tummy, buddy?
It's Tim.
What's in tummy?
Tummy.
Yeah, what's in?
Tummy. Baby.
Got a regular Stephen Hawking on your hand over there.
Yeah. Caitlin's trying to get him to do it again. You know how he is. He never wants to be our little performing monkey, but she had told him about babies being in mommy's tummies because he saw some pregnant woman on TV or something like that. So she was trying to explain.
That's a huge bitch.
Tim, his wife has a baby in her tummy. And so he started, like,
he goes, baby tummy.
And then, like, a couple days later, it's just, Tim, baby tummy.
Bath?
No, you're not going to go take a bath. You're going to go take a nap.
Oh, no, he's going to start asking, Tim. Can I have a baby in my tummy?
Tim.
Ah, I Tim? Wonder. I will tell him as soon as he finds a baby small enough to eat.
Tim.
They're out there.
They are. Edible bite-sized babies.
Tim.
Just don't get a Chinese one. You'll be hungry in like an hour.
Just fine. Mother's new smoke.
Tim.
I can love your name.
Wait, yes?
Tim.
I've been replaced.
Tim.
He's calling you, Tim.
Well, I can't get over there. It's thousands of miles away. I don't tell you.
He's wondering where you are.
Pee-pee tummy.
Sound like you said pee-pee tummy. I don't want pee-pee in my tummy.
Well, that's how the baby got there.
Huh? I couldn't hear what they were saying anymore.
Tim?
Yes?
Tim?
Okay, you can hear Tim.
Tim?
Hello?
Tim's in California.
Yes.
Tim?
That's far.
Tim?
Why don't you love Noah? Is it because Noah's harder
black.
To say?
That's what I was thinking. Like, maybe Tim's name is just easy to say.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
Tim!
Nah.
Tim! Noah.
Tim!
Oh. See? Look how happy he is.
Tim!
He's very unhappy I took the headset back. Tim. And he's stealing it from me.
Tim. Does he say Tim, like, when, like, right. he's not around?
Tell
like, we're
good night.
Doing
tell
this?
Him you have to go nappies.
Nappy! Pee-pee tummy!
Pee-pee tummy. That's right. That's how you do
pee-pee
it, boy.
Pee-pee tummy.
He doesn't know many words, but he uses the hell out of them. Okay, buddy, got him on.
He's going to wear Tim's name out.
Did you miss someone?
Yep, he dropped a lamb. There you go. All right, say goodnight.
Say bye-bye, Tim. Bye-bye, Noah.
Bye-bye, Tim.
Say bye-bye, baby.
Bye-bye, baby.
He's very cute, this thing I made.
Tim.
Okay, so... 10 laughs we
ten
were
laughs.
About to get to before I just cut a whole chunk out of the show.
Yep.
What? You're not going to leave all that M? Tim!
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Tim!
I was directly involved, even being referenced by
Tim.
Name, and I wasn't interested.
Tim! Tim! Pee-pee tummy! Tim!
Shut your fat face!
Bye-bye, baby!